You're listening to Talking Baseball with Ed Randall, presented by MLB.com. He's Ed Randall. He's talking baseball. What more do you need?
Hi, everybody. I'm Ed Randall, Big Ed and Nora's baby boy, and welcome back to Ed Randall's Talking Baseball. Jeff Bagwell, Tim Raines, Ivan Rodriguez, Bud Selig, and John Scherholz are left hanging on the brick wall of the Hall of Fame Gallery in Cooperstown, New York. The Hall of Fame class of 2017 had their bronze plaques installed shortly after their induction ceremony. Ever wonder where those things come from? Long before the inductees posed with their plaques, a crafting process that's older than the game itself played out at Matthews International in Pittsburgh. Each year, the company is charged with creating the most identifiable image for the newest members of the most exclusive club in sport. For the team at Matthews, it's a labor of love. Here to express that sentiment is Michael Slack, president of its Architectural Products Division. Michael, thank you so much for being with me. Your company began painstakingly crafting the Hall of Fame plaque starting in 1983. How'd you guys get the business?
Well, there's not a lot of foundries that can handle the work, so it had passed down from another foundry to us, and the hall contacted us to be in production.
These are museum pieces that tell the story of a Hall of Famer's career through words and the artist's representation of the inductee's image. This is very important work.
Yeah, we take a lot of pride in the work that we do, for the Hall of Fame. A special group of guys are slated to work on that each year, kind of quarantine that so that the images don't leak out into the public before they get presented to the hall.
And how difficult is that to keep it under wraps?
It's not as difficult as it may sound. I mean, the whole team at Matthews understands the importance of the work that we do. So, no one's really trying to bend the rules, if you will.
Have there ever been leaks in the more than 30 years that you've been working with the hall?
None that I'm aware of, no.
Creating these immortal images, this is a huge responsibility. Where does this rank among all the work that Matthews does?
Well, I mean, the hall is a repeat customer each year, and they're not our largest customer by any means, but it's very prestigious work. So I would put it in top five things that we do each year.
When the Hall of Fame announces its inductees in early January, how soon thereafter do you go to work?
Immediately. So one of the very first steps is they send over a group of photos of each of the inductees, and our artist begins begins sculpting those right away. We're working on a very strict timeline. Obviously, we cannot miss the induction, so we have to start day one on the work.
How long does it take to do one?
Once we have the clay formed and approved, we can actually make the plaque in less than a week.
That's very fast. I would think my surprise would mimic many other people to hear that answer.
Yeah, I mean, the long part of it is the artist's work and doing the clay and getting that approved, submitting it for feedback. Making the tweaks to that feedback. So that's where the long part is. But once we have the mold approved by the hall, the actual making of the plaque can be done rather quickly.
Technology marches on. Has the process changed at all through the years?
No, other than us just streamlining our manufacturing process and, maximizing the labor in the facility. But it's still, one of the oldest manufacturing processes around.
You employ, my understanding in preparing for our interview, you employ 17 to 25 artists at any given time to work on the design, but only one of those people is entrusted with actually sculpting the plaques.
Yeah, we have artists that do a lot of other work for us. But we, being that the hall is such a prestigious, piece, we have the hall approve the artist for those plaques particularly. So we have one artist, Tom Tsuchiya, who does the plaques for the Hall of Fame.
We're with Michael Slack, who is the president of the Architectural Products Division of Matthews International. They manufacture the plaques that you see inside the gallery at the Baseball Hall of Fame. The plaques, Michael, reflect the style at the time that they are put on the walls, at the time that they are manufactured. And they're filled, as you walk through the hall, they're filled with charming, informative, sometimes idiosyncratic text, like Walter Johnson's plaque that begins with, "Conceded to be fastest ball pitcher in the history of the game." The times have changed. The language has changed.
Yeah, the hall actually provides us all the language. So we are just really replicating what they provide to us. So they give us all the language that goes on to the plaques.
The plaques illustrate the way we, the baseball fans and the baseball industry at large, have changed our mindset and the way in which we talk about the game.
Sure, absolutely.
Give us a thumbnail walk through the process of this craftsmanship from beginning to end. The Hall of Fame press conference takes place in New York. They announced the newest Hall of Famers in January. Take us through the process.
So once the announcement is made, there are a variety of pictures sent over from each inductee, via email, and we get those to the artist right away. And then at that time, the artist begins forming the face of the inductee onto our patterns. And he takes photographs of those as he's progressing. And once he feels like he has a finished product, we submit that to the Hall of Fame for their review and edits. And then they make edits on those and comments on them, and we make the adjustments as needed. So we go back and forth a few times making those edits. And we also get the language that they want underneath the image of the player or the inductee. And then we lay out the final image of the plaque. We get final approval from the hall, and at that point we go into production in the bronze foundry. First it starts in setup where we have the image and everything on the pattern. The pattern then goes into the foundry and is pressed into sand. And it's very, the sand has a binder in it, so it's very sticky. And once we press that into the sand, we remove the pattern from the sand, and now the image is in the sand of that plaque. We close the sand back up, and we pour the bronze into that cavity that's in the sand. Once it comes out of there, it cools down, and we begin tooling and finishing, and our artist comes back in to do the final finishing of the plaque. To make sure it looks exactly the way the artist had it in his mind that the plaque would look like. Once that's done, we pack it up and ship it to the hall.
For 35 years, this process has never changed, correct?
Correct.
Is there a limit on the number of words on the plaque?
Yeah, there's going to be some limit because all those plaques are the same size, so there is a limit. I'm not exactly sure. I think it's around 80 or 100 words.
I think, Mike, the public only cares that the image on the plaque looks like the guy that's going into the Hall of Fame, and I'm sure you hear that all the time.
Absolutely. That's the number one thing, is making sure that the image looks like the player. We don't want the player to ever receive the plaque or see the plaque and feel like it does not look like himself.
It's almost like reproducing a baseball card.
Absolutely, yes.
There's never, ever been a mistake, has there?
Not that I'm aware of. No. But one thing I will mention is once the plaque is approved and produced and shipped off, we destroy the pattern, so it will never be reproduced again.
Mm. Does this process and the work you do for the Baseball Hall of Fame lead to other business for your company? Do you have occasions, Mike, where other businesses come to you figuring, boy, if these guys do work for the Baseball Hall of Fame, they can work for us?
Absolutely. That's a partnership that we've created with the Baseball Hall of Fame. We have a very good working relationship. And the Hall is contacted quite frequently asking who is the producer of their plaques, and then they pass the name on to those folks for us. So, yeah, we do get a lot of residual business based on the work we do with the Hall.
With your corporate headquarters just two buildings away from the home of the Pirates at PNC Park, your company is never far from baseball.
Yeah, absolutely. Walk by it every day.
When you walk through the Hall of Fame gallery and you see your plaques, Michael, what do you think?
Just very proud. I mean, I know the guys in the foundry, all the guys in the shop and everyone that works in it, they put a ton of pride into the work that they do. And then to see that, you know, the Baseball Hall of Fame is the most prestigious Hall of Fame, you know, in existence. So for us to be able to do that work is just amazing.
Have you ever heard from any of the inductees about your work?
Yeah, so a lot of times we go up for the induction ceremony. We bring the artist, and we get to meet with the players, and they're all just blown away with the work that we do.
This is amazing work that you do.
Thank you.
Nobody does what you do. It can't be any more unique.
Yeah, it is a very unique process, no doubt.
Mike, thank you so much. That'll do it for Michael Slack and myself on MLB.com. If you're on the move, thanks for the ride, and thanks for listening to Ed Randall's Talking Baseball.